Kevin Carr joins me from FatGuysTheMovies.com. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Before we get to the little movie Black Panther that really needs some publicity, because I don't think anybody knows it's out, let me start with Early Man, different kind of a flick. I saw the trailer for this. Tell me about this.
Yeah, this is a Aardman Animation, and they did movies like Wallace and Gromit, and they did Shaun the Sheep a couple years ago, and Chicken Run, gosh, almost like 15, 20 years ago. So they're familiar, and they have a very distinct style, stop motion, and they're British. So I like a lot of the stuff that they do. This story tells a tale about these cavemen living in this valley rather peacefully, and then these soldiers kind of from the Bronze Age meeting the Stone Age come in, and they want to they kick them out, and in order to get their valley back, they challenge them in the arena, but not in the gladiator match, in a soccer match, or as they say in the movie, football, because of course it's a British film. And it's them trying to learn soccer so they can actually try and win the day. And you know, it's a whimsical, sort of silly kind of film. If you like animation, you want something a little bit different than your standard stuff that you'd see either on Netflix or the stuff that's out from the American studio. Studios, check something out that's a little bit different.
All right, Early Man. In other words, you can probably get a ticket for it. Samson also out, but let's go to the event, I think it's being called now, Black Panther. You saw it. Tell me about it.
Well, this is the story of T'Challa, who we got a taste of who he is in the Captain America Civil War movie. He shows up there in the big fight, and he's played by Chadwick Boseman as the prince of the fictional country of Wakanda in Africa from Marvel Comics. And it's about they have a mineral resource that gives them great technology, but of course they hide as a third world country, so they don't have to interact with the rest of the world. And it's T'Challa coming back to assume his place as king after the death of his father, but there's somebody forgotten from his past who is coming in to try and challenge him. And now this is, like I said, it's a Marvel movie, so it fits that Marvel template, but since they're kind of in the third phase of doing this, they're thinking outside of the box. It's not your typical billionaire making an iron suit to fight crime like Iron Man or something like that. It's a little bit different. Most of it takes place in this African nation of Wakanda, and it has a fantastic cast featuring, I mentioned Chadwick Boseman, but Michael B. Jordan, Lupita Nyong'o. It's great to see her in a movie where she's not a CGI character, and it has all the action and the story and the humor to it. But it's a very different from anything that we've seen before, just because for various cultural reasons, and it's a neat neat look into a greater expanding world of Marvel.
Yeah, sounds like you need to buy the ticket early or get there early to get in line for Black Panther, out last night and long Presidents' Day weekend. They're looking for some huge numbers. Kevin Carr is at FatGuysTheMovies.com. Check his site out before you get out and check out a flick this weekend. Kevin, thanks much.
All right, thank you.